people have to remember that in the mid-60s, only about 10% of whites had gone to college. So for most Americans, college was not a part of their reality. It was only after the Higher Education Act in 65 that we saw more Americans, black and white, going to college. And what's interesting about that is the challenge we face is that while we have many more people of all races entering college, we are not graduating large numbers of those people. If you're the first in your family to go to college today, you have only about a 20% opportunity or probability of graduating.
So this really isn't as much of a black and white issue as it may appear on the surface.
Right. It is an issue that concerns us all. I think things are worse for African Americans and Hispanics because we have disproportionately larger percentages of our groups who are either from low-income families or from families where no one has gone to college. But it is an American issue in general.
You've been appointed to head President Obama's Advisory Commission on Educational Excellence for African Americans.
Yes.
Commission will work to ensure that increasing numbers of African Americans excel academically. What are you going to be looking at exactly?
We'll be looking at what's working best now at the federal level and state and local levels, how we document those best practices, and how we build synergy among the different agencies who are right now spending funds to support these students. You may not know it, but there are already several other similar commissions, one for Latinos, one for Native Americans and Native Alaskans, that have been in operation for some time, and they're doing the same kinds of things. And then there is another commission on HBCUs, historically black institutions, and there will be a relationship between the HBCU board and our board. Our board is looking at pre-K, as I said, pre-K through 12 through doctoral education, and at the issues involving African Americans, not only in minority-serving institutions, but at research universities like my own, UMBC, and like my alma mater, the University of Illinois.
President Obama has set this goal that the United States should have the highest proportion of college graduates in the world by 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we there yet?
When he talks about the 55%, he's talking about people with both two-year and four-year degrees. First of all, I think many more people now understand a four-year degree is not something everybody aspires to get. Many people don't want to sit in the classroom and study broadly. For many people, it will be much better to get a skill from a community college. And almost half of all Americans are now enrolling in community colleges who do a fine job. And so we are right now at about 39, moving towards 40%, and we want to get to 55%. If you look at people over 35, you'll see that Americans are among the most educated in the world. But if you talk about students who are people between 25 and 34, we are not as competitive. And the main reason is students may be starting college or community colleges. They are not graduating.
They're not graduating, and do we know why?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One has to do with K through 12 preparation. The need for universities and higher education institutions to be supportive of K through 12 in helping students to have stronger reading skills, stronger math skills. In some states, the majority of students entering community colleges begin in developmental mathematics. It is really hard for somebody who starts in developmental math at the community college level to actually graduate with a AA degree. And we see that around the country. So we're going to have to do more to support people broadly in those areas. But it's not just K through 12 preparation. Large numbers of the students who begin with a major in engineering or science actually don't graduate. And we as institutions, all of us, including fine places like the University of Illinois, will be looking at ways of rethinking how we teach and learn in the first year of science and engineering.
Looking at K-12 education, should teachers be assessed based on the performance of their students?
They should be, but I think we need to give teachers the support they need, and we need to understand the circumstances of every school system. It's much more challenging to help a child who comes from an underprivileged home to succeed. It takes far more than what one needs if the children are very advantaged. Let's start there. It can be done, and we've seen teachers who can do it in schools where it can be done. But there's a certain set of skills that most people don't really appreciate that will go beyond knowing the content. Just as we talk about what the teacher needs to do, we need to talk about what are the expectations for that child, what should be the expectations for the family and for parents, because they have a role to play here. It's not just the teacher. Families have to be far more involved in the education. And then what's the responsibility of the larger community? So we all need to look in the mirror. We can all do a better job than we're doing right now.
What role should standardized testing play in determining allocations of resources and funds for public schools?
I mean, I am certainly not for throwing out the tests. I think we need them, but we need to understand the role that they play, and we need to give teachers the support they need to help children come up to a certain level. If a child is from a family that reads a great deal and that has worked to help that child appreciate the value of reading, it's much easier for a teacher to help that child go to the next level in reading. But if the child has not had books in the home, we've got much more work to do. And I think it's naive to think it can all be done in the middle of the day and have that child as well off as a middle-class child. I think my own opinion is that we need much more in the way of after-school programs, weekend programs, summer programs. I learned a lot of what I think about education at the University of Illinois when I had the privilege of working with the Upward Bound program. It was very clear to us that a major part of the success of students involved teaching them how to study, teaching them to do the homework, giving them more reading, more opportunities to solve word problems, talking about the goal of college, giving them a chance to go and see different institutions, and most important, ensuring that they did become literate young people who wanted to be smart.